end of it, yeah. You need a lot of support. There's people here to support you, but you kind of tell who needs it and who doesn't.
You say that you're at the end of it. Do you still feel like there's a chance there of something happening?
Well, it's never over. The way we feel, it'll be over when I'm dead. That's it. The threat is always there. You just have to stay on top of it. I don't know, I think I was just an unhappy person. That was it, really. I blamed everything else back then, but back then I talked about it. I'd say it was probably ideal because someone else was doing it, or it was all there was to do, or kind of this one excuses away.
Curiosity. Today. Acceptance.
To see if rebellion. I still feel
boredom.
I focus.
Some of the reasons teenagers turn to drink and drugs.
Did you think it was just normal for people of your age?
When I started, I did. Yeah, it seemed to be the normal thing to do, Saturday night. Started off just Saturday nights, and then pretty soon it was every night. You know, we were taking anything we could get our hands on. I'd say I'd probably done every drug except heroin. That's probably the only drug I didn't do. Drinking it on drugs, you live in a cloud. You know what I mean? Everything around you is just, you don't know, you can't see anything straight if you have your head so messed up. I remember the first time I ever had a real lot, the worst, probably one of the worst sessions I can ever remember. Thinking back to the day, I drank a whole bottle of, I was 15 and I drank a whole bottle of whiskey one night.
What time in the day would you start drinking at?
Sometimes I was still can't beside the bed when I went to sleep, and I'd just drink in the morning when I woke up. Solicitor suggested that I go to this place in Tala called the Glen Abbey Centre, just so in the court case it would look like I was trying to give up drink. So that's not the way they put it. They put it that I had a drink problem and I should get it sorted, but that's the way I took it. I'll go here and it'll look like I'm doing something and I'll get off with my court case, you know? So I visited the Glen Abbey and I went on this, I think it was an 8-month program in it, where I had to go back and forth every Thursday evening. Like, so I was drinking during the week and went into that place sometimes with a hangover, but I must have been very good at hiding it because no one ever noticed it, you know. And the people in it, like, I honestly believe the people that were in the Glen Abbey now, they were a lot older than me. I was only 18 at the time, 19, and I was in a room full of people in their 30s and 40s, so it seemed like I fitted in or anything, you know. It was kind of like, if you look at them there, 40-year-old alcoholics, I'm only 18, I can't be an alcoholic, you know. Just be looking at them. That's one thing I know, I always don't. I always defended what I did by saying, at least I'm not as bad as that person. You know what I mean? I drink, do drugs, and then I look at the junkie on the street, you know, so I need to look at him, I'm not going to be doing it as well.
Trust in me and fall as well. I will find a center in you.
Make yourself feel better by looking at someone else who was off.
I will work to elevate you.
Oh, I'm smarter than everyone else, you know. Everyone else is an idiot, no one is smarter than me, you know.
So how long did you continue on with the drinking drugs and everything else?
Well, I didn't stop drinking until I was 20, I think it was about 22 when I stopped.
What age are you now?
I'm